is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, electoral officials promise extensive measures will be in place to ensure a safe vote next Wednesday. Candidates ramp up campaigning with elections just under a week away. Police probing an apparent suicide, and health experts predict a spike in COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. in the coming weeks. Details to these stories and more coming up. I'm Kashi Brown. Good morning. The Electoral and Boundaries Commission promises protocols and other preparations will be in place to allow for people to vote safely in next Wednesday's general elections. Chairman of the Commission, Leslie Haynes QC, tells Starcom Network News he's been getting a flood of queries about the matter.
I keep getting phone calls from people in relation to polling day, general polling day next Wednesday. I can tell you in relation of, you know, simple questions as whether the pencil is going to be sanitized, that you make your mark with, whether that pencil is going to be sanitized. Let me say this. We had the St. George North by-election, at which all the COVID protocols were in place. We are having this general election. We have protocols that are put in, that we have been advised by the COVID unit what protocols to put in place.
Mr. Haynes says extra special sanitization is being done according to the strict requirements of the COVID-19 unit.
We have hired sanitization workers. This election is going to cost us extra because of all the work, sanitization workers that we have to hire. We have to hire people outside to make sure that you are 60 social distances and so it's in the line. We have to hire people outside. We have to hire people inside to come in and sanitize so that the public can rest assured that we at the EBC have put in place everything that the COVID unit desires of us, and we are following their direction 100%.
That's Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Leslie Haynes, QC. The Barbados Labour Party's candidate for the city of Bridgetown, Corey Lane, says he wants to implement a plan to keep utility services in underprivileged households functioning. He made the statement while speaking at a BLP spot meeting in Deacon's Farm last night. He said there are too many cases of people living without electricity.
I am visiting too many homes in Barbados with electricity off. So I am telling you here and I'm telling you now, I ain't come to make any commitments, but I am telling you, as your next representative for the city of Bridgetown, I will be letting the government know, and I'm letting the Prime Minister know even before, that we have to come up with a utility program to be able to speak to, address to, put some money in the hands of utility companies to ease off of my poor people and turn back on their light bills and turn on the light, protect the water, the internet for online school. And I have no doubt that that is what a caring government does.
That's BLP candidate for the city of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. Meantime, the BLP leader, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsley, says that government will meet with taxi drivers to review their prices to ensure that operators and their customers are treated fairly. She was also speaking at the BLP meeting in Deacon's Farm last night.
And I want to talk to the taxi operators too, because I have asked the Ministry of Public Works to sit with you and to review the rates, but also to review the fact that if we came 5 years ago or 7 years ago, you would put a fancy meter in the car. And therefore, what matters is setting the rate that is fair in order for people to make a fair living, but at the same time, for you, the customer, to have certainty and fairness as to what the rate will be if you're moving from Brandon's to Edgecombe in St. Philip, or from Ashleen Village to River Bay in St. Lucie. And once you start that, then you bring about a level of fairness, particularly for everybody.
That's the Barbados Labour Party leader, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsley. The Alliance Party for Progress candidate for St. Philip West, Lynette Eastman, last night appealed to residents of Woodburn Park to vote for the APP, saying it was the party to advance democracy. Her comments came last night as she held a few short spot meetings, which started off at Berlin Road, Woodburn, and finished in Emerald Park, while stating she would not say that the two major parties did not do anything. Ms. Eastman said that the APP would make a difference.
Barbados is now in a situation where I know that a number of people are frustrated, and many of them have even said that they're not going out to vote at all. I beg you, do not waste your vote by staying home. I am asking you to come out and vote for me, Lynette Eastman, and support the alliance, the idea of having a third party in between the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party. At this point in time, Barbados needs something else to advance its democracy. If you look at many of the countries in the world, you would see that most of the developed countries who are doing well have more than two parties.
That's Lynette Eastman, the APP candidate for St. Philip West. Democratic Labour Party's candidate for St. James South, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, promises to fix the many problems affecting the area. He was speaking at a spot meeting at Haynesville St. James last night. Dr. Yearwood said that the representative must meet the needs of the constituency.
A lot of issues. Open wells, overgrown bush, no streetlights. These are not things that should be issues in 2022. These are basic things that any representative of our government should fix. And if they cannot fix them, they should not be your representative. I want to institute a St. James South Action Task Force made up of representatives all across this community, because we have to address the issues that this community faces together. And we can do them.
And DLP's candidate for St. Michael's Central, Corey Cotts, has criticized the government's decision to outsource houses from China. Speaking at the party spot meeting at Haynesville last evening, Mr. Cotts said locals should be given the opportunity to build these houses.
Under the last Democratic Labour Party administration, they built so many houses about here. Contractors from all the islands again were off of me, man. That's how much work we had. Now this government want 150 houses, and they're going to China for them. So much carpenters and masons in this country. And we gone all the way to China for 150 houses. So the masons and the tradesmen in this country don't deserve to work. But you know what they said to us? Don't worry, we will get to build the foundations. Is that what people really think of us? We only get enough to build the foundation.
That's DLP candidate for St. Michael's Central, Corey Cotts. Police are investigating an apparent suicide reported yesterday evening. Reports are the body of a 26-year-old male was found hanging by a strap attached to a wooden beam in the living room of a house at Baycroft New Road in St. Michael. The body is yet to be formally identified. Co-coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Major David Clark, says the program is ramping back up after being affected by the nurses' strike. But he notes further adjustments had to be made as some sites are being used as polling centers.
In terms of the vaccine teams, we did have a challenge in trying to have the sites open. Certainly, we have another challenge because some of the sites are being used as either polling stations, so we're trying to organize alternative sites or use the polyclinics for those days. But, I mean, we're slowly getting back to be able to service the community.
That's co-coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Major David Clark. In Jamaica, the Ministry of Health says some persons working at vaccination sites have not been paid since October. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dunstan Bryan, explained the reason for the delay.
In some instances, there have been issues with the receiving banks for payments. The records that we have received indicate that in some cases, some persons have not been paid from as far back as October for the vaccination program. But that number at this point in time is some 250 individuals across the island, across parishes and across regions.
That's Permanent Secretary in Jamaica's Ministry of Health, Dunstan Bryan. And finally, a forecast from the CDC published yesterday predicts that about 62,000 more people in the United States could die from COVID-19 over the next 4 weeks. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the virus has already killed over 800,000 people in the U.S. The forecast could mean an average of over 2,600 COVID-19 deaths per day, up from a current average of just over 1,700. Recapping your headlines. Electoral officials promise extensive measures will be in place to ensure the safe vote next Wednesday. Candidates ramp up campaigning with elections just under a week away. Police probing an apparent suicide, and health experts predict a spike in COVID-19 deaths in the USA. This has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.